Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This past October was an extremely busy month for my wife, Marcia, and I. We went to Arizona for an extended trip over a weekend. We had a deacon convocation in Hillsdale 2 weeks back. We moved, we're remodeling, painting, joint compound, and it's been kind of a fun thing. The kitchen's not ready, we're camping out, there's a refrigerator in the garage, and you get the feel of what's going on. And then I come down with this FM radio voice quality here to bring you this morning to go along with my made-for-radio face. But actually, this week has been a wonderful choice week. About a month or so ago, Father Brian had visited out at Lumen Christi when it was our Adoration Day on Wednesday. And he shared a book that his spiritual director had given him, The Soul of the Apostolate. And I've been reading through that book. And it's been a source of joy and a source of real gladness and peace. And as I apply some of those lessons in that book and some of those insights as to how we should drink and fill our reservoir with the Lord and have plenty left over to share with others, today's gospel has been kind of a wake-up call for me. And that's pun intended, by the way. And it's been a reminder to me to sharpen my focus on Jesus. Because with all the things that are going on, I found myself, quite frankly, distracted. Getting up in the morning thinking about cutting in a wall rather than morning prayer. And it goes on and on and on. But today's parable really does speak about the importance of being ready, being awake, and waiting, anticipating the Lord in our lives. Because we don't know when that day will come, whether it be by our death or whether it be by his return, as he promised. The 10 virgins, of course, are the faithful. The bridegroom, of course, is the Lord. And the marriage feast is that everlasting happiness to which we are all called. And his arrival signifies that final day, that day of the final judgment. 5 are prepared, 5 are not. So be ready, Jesus says, because we don't know when, but we know he will come. Even though we don't know when, though, we know that Jesus said, the hour, the day, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, again, watch. I think we all have a tendency in our temporal existence here in this world to say, yes, I get it. I know he's coming back. Maybe not in my lifetime, as the centuries have rolled, and rolled. Every century, someone comes along and says, it's the end, the end is near, those wackos on the street with the big signs. I get it. We all know that it probably will not occur in our lifetime. It could. But we do know for certain that our lives will end in this world. And consequently, when we realize we kind of plan for it to for our lives, we think we get disproportionately focused, as I have been this week, on temporal matters to the neglect of our highest end and purpose in life. And I found in today's gospel, I believe there are really three ways that that plays out. The first one is distraction, simple distraction, and that plagues us all. We think of other things, or we're preoccupied with other things, and we don't balance our lives, perhaps, as the way we should. But beyond that is another more intense level of disproportionate focus, and that's presumption. Presumption is found in the teaching of Jesus frequently throughout the Gospels, and most importantly, he focuses it on the rich man that he talks about, in where he says, "I will pull down my barns and build larger ones to store all my grain and my goods." And he said to his soul, "You have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Relax, chill out." But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God, so is he who lays up treasure and is not rich toward God." And I often thought, well, all this remodeling, all this fixing of this home that we're doing, I'm getting it ready for the next person. Because I'm not going to be around that long. In fact, I've probably said this before, but I think twice before I buy green bananas these days. The other thing Apostle James in his letter tells us about presumption. Today or tomorrow, says the man, we're going to go to this town and that town. We're going to spend a year there. We're going to make some profits, and we're going to trade and get gain. And he says, you have no idea what your life will be tomorrow. No idea. This is the problem with the five foolish virgins. They have their lamp of faith, but they lack their oil of good works and groundedness in the faith. Presumption can get us. But worse than that, worse than distraction, worse than presumption is doubt. There are some, perhaps, and hopefully not among us, that Peter tells us about in his second letter. He says that scoffers will come in the last days, saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were from the beginning of creation. But with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief." I deeply, deeply love, actually, the modification that came out with the Nicene Creed in our last liturgical update in 09. The shift to the first person grounds that creed into our hearts in a very poignant way. And there's one line that was inserted near the end. It reads, "And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come." And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. That is why we, above all, we pray in this Eucharist today to hasten Christ's return by saying to him, "Maranatha, Lord, come, your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven." God bless you.